The U.S. House passed a bill yesterday by a wide margin that would require new FBI background checks and sign-offs from three high-ranking federal officials before any Iraqi or Syrian refugee could come to the U.S., and members of Maine's congressional delegation are divided over that bill. The two House members split on the measure, and the senators say it fails to address the most pressing security issue. Mal Leary has details.
Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin says he voted for what's called the SAFE Act because it strengthens the immigration review process for those seeking to immigrate to the United States from two countries that have been major sources of terrorists.
It says before any refugee from Syria or Iraq enters our country, the directors of Homeland Security, the head of the FBI, and the head of our National Intelligence Agency must sign off personally that they represent no threat to our country.
Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says she voted against the legislation because there are already stringent screening processes in place. And Pingree says the measure does nothing that would actually improve the existing process, such as require additional background checks. And she says it doesn't provide any funding to pay for more in-depth screening.
I didn't actually feel that this bill advanced the cause of making us safer. It didn't add new resources. It basically, in a sense, would have shut down the refugee process completely, which I just didn't think was the right thing to do at this moment in time.
Pingree says there are far more serious vulnerabilities in the process that allows foreigners into the U.S., and that those need to be addressed. Senator Angus King, an independent, says the lack of security checks on tourist visas are a far more serious problem than the threat posed by refugees.
Frankly, that's a greater vulnerability than the issue of the Syrian refugees who have to go through an 18-month to two-year vetting process. Yeah. Very few get through it. Most of them are women and children and elderly people. So, you know, let's focus our attention where the greatest threat is.
Republican Senator Susan Collins says the House bill needs refining. She outlined her vision for additional security checks on those coming into the United States in a speech earlier this week opposing an amendment by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. She says the federal government is currently not using all of its tools to screen those entering the country as a refugee or as a tourist.
Are we matching them up against our no-fly list? Our TIDE database, which is the larger terrorist watch list? And the answer was no, and that needs to change.
Collins says she is worried about the most vulnerable refugees, the children and those escaping religious persecution. She believes most Americans would welcome them to this country if they had more confidence in the screening system used to keep out terrorists. It's far from certain that the Senate will take up the House-passed measure, and that worries Congressman Poliquin. He says the House bill is a good start.
The critics of this bill that say it doesn't go far enough, in my opinion, it's no reason to take this first step. So we need to protect the homeland. This is about national security. This is not about politics.
Congress is in recess until after the Thanksgiving holiday. And when it returns, it will have only 2 weeks to pass the spending bills needed to keep the federal government operating without any disruptions. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.